USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Democrats are getting cold feet about their impeachment efforts against President Donald Trump ahead of the start of the trial in the Senate, according to Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas on Face the Nation.
The House isn't prepared to go forward with the evidence that they produced in the impeachment inquiry. Maybe they ought to withdraw the articles of impeachment. And this isn't the Senate's responsibility to make the case. This is the House's responsibility under the Constitution. But this to me seems to indicate that they're getting cold feet or have a lack of confidence in what they've done so far.
The Senate proceedings involving President Donald Trump are set to begin Tuesday, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expected to offer an organizing resolution laying out the rules for the trial. But a crucial question of whether witnesses will be called to testify remains unanswered. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Yesterday was the National Women's March, and with more on that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
Thousands of people took to the streets in Washington, D.C., and in many different cities across the globe to participate in the 4th Annual Women's March advocating for women's equality. It was first held January 2017 with hundreds of thousands of women marching in the nation's capital. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The aircraft carrier is the symbol of American military power. 90,000 tons of diplomacy, as the Navy likes to say. Almost all of them are named after presidents until Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Modley broke with tradition. The next aircraft carrier will be named the Dory Miller, after the grandson of slaves and the son of sharecroppers. The official announcement is tomorrow on Martin Luther King's birthday celebration at Pearl Harbor. Miller joined the Navy in 1939 and was a hero during Pearl Harbor. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Virginia leaders are asking white supremacists to stay away from Monday's gun rights rally at the state capitol. That story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Thousands are expected to attend the rally outside the state house in Richmond to protest the recent passage of gun control legislation in Virginia. Militias and neo-Nazi groups have vowed they'll be there. And Virginia's Democratic Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax says there can't be a repeat of the violence at a similar rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, when a counter-protester was run over and killed by a white supremacist.
Everyone who comes here looking to peacefully exercise their rights, you know, is welcome, of course, but we do not need any violence. We do not need a reprisal of the failures that we saw in Charlottesville.
Democratic Governor Ralph Northam temporarily banned all weapons from the Capitol grounds until Tuesday. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Democratic National Committee released the qualifications for the Democratic presidential debate on February 7th in Manchester, New Hampshire. Instead of just meeting a polling and donor threshold as required for previous debates, candidates now have alternate ways to participate. Presidential hopefuls seeking to take part in the debate will be able to qualify by meeting a delegate threshold. They must have been allocated at least one pledged delegate to the Democratic National Convention based on the results of the Iowa caucuses on February 3rd. Those results are determined and reported by the Iowa Democratic Party. The six that made the last presidential debate will all be eligible. This gives other candidates, such as Tulsi Gabbard and Andrew Yang, the opportunity to participate. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.